Let us start again just at the beginning of the Mishnah, and then we'll go into the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Leikos, and Daphnun Aleph Omed Aleph. Leikosav lo ksube. What if he didn't write a ksube to his wife? Is Besula Goiva Masayim Valmone Mone Mibnei Shehu Tnai Bezn. Because it's a Tnai Bezn. That's Aloch Aleph. Aloche beis, kosav lo sode shove mone tachas masayim zuz. He wrote a ksube, but he went and was miyached a sode that's worth a mone, that this should be a payment for the ksube, which is masayim zuz. V'lo kosav lo kol nechosim de isli ach roin leksuboseich. He was not mishabed all his nechosim, that they should be achoy for the ksube. So all the nechosim become mishubed, chayev, shehu tenai bezn. Let us see Rashi, v'lei kosav lo kol nechosim, chayev liyois kol anechosim achoyim lo, all the nechosim have to be achoy to be goyve de ksube, b'lo yoche loyme lo einlich ele soda ha ksube loch b'shtak sobosech, you only have the soda, but everything becomes meshubit. Now let us see the Gemara. Moni remeyehi, the Mishnah that says that even though he did not write her a ksube, he owes her a ksube, Moni Rab Meiri da Omar Kolapiches Libsulo Mimosayim Ula Mone Mimone Arezu Beilasnus De I Rab Yehude Ha Omar Rotzo Koisev Libsulo Shtar Shel Mosayim Behi Koisevis Is Kabalti Mimcho Mone Ula Mone Mone Vi Koisevis Is Kabalti Mimcho Chamishim Zuz is also good. Now, let us try to understand the Gemara's kash. Let us first see Rashi. Plukte de Rameya Rab Yehuda bepeirik af alpi. Vehi kaiseves his kabalti, loshen shoiver, vafilu loinis kablo. So, this shoiver, in other words, is a mechile. She's meichel. A chelik of the ksube. Ula Rab Meir, eino yecholo limchel bi'oido tachto. According to Rab Meir, she can't be moichel. Umas nisen nami diktoni leikosav lo ksube goive ksuboso shleimo kosal kedaitoch va'afilu mochlo. Now, the Ritva explains Shitas Rashi. Let's start off from the end of Rashi. Aisus Rashi says, the Gemara understood, Leikosav lo ksube. What is Pshat? Why Leikosav lo ksube? Because she was Meichel de ksube. And perhaps it's speaking about, let's make it interesting, that he made a Tanai. That is Mekadisha Amenas, that she, there shouldn't be a Chiyav Ksube. That is the Havamina of the Gemara. So the Mishnah says that the Tanai doesn't help. He owes her a Ksube. So the Gemara says this is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Anisha could be Meichel the Ksube. So it's going according to Rameya. Now, according to Rameya, Rashi says two halachas. Halacha, the second halacha, Lecheir is going on the Tzir of our Mishneh, and it means there was a Mechila, Lecheir, Bishas the Nisuin. There was Begeda Tanai, Amanash She'ein Lecha like Sube, and she was Meichel, she was Maskim. And it's Masna Mashakosu Batayre. And that is why the Mechila is not Chal. That's why it says in the Mishnah says that Psula Goyve Mosayim, even though the Loikos of Loksube was because there was a Mechila, because she was Meichel. Afal Pikein, the Mechila, the Tanai, does not help. Masna Masha Kosu Batayra. Now Rashi says another halacha. Ulagameya eino yechayla limchel bi'oida tachtov. Filo, he married her. And he was mechayev aksube. And now, 10 years after the marriage, she wants to be meichel diksube. So, lochay, this is not masna mashekosu batayre. There was a chiv ksube, now she's meichel diksube. So Rashi says, according to Rameya, this also doesn't help. And this, the Ritva wants to be chaylik on Rashi, this will help. There was a chiv ksube, later she's meichel diksube. We don't see from our sugya that the mechila is not chal. It'll be also. Also, Lisha isim isha b'loi ksube. That's for sure. But al koponim, the mechila will be chal. That's what the Ritva says. Now, we have to understand there's a shrekleche problem when we learn our Gemara. And the Ritva asks this kasha. The problem is as follows. The Mishnah says, we'll assume that the Mishnah is speaking about that he made a Tanai, a Menashe ain lecha like Sube, and the Mishnah says that it doesn't help. He still owes her a Ksube. Fine. And the Gemara says, this is Rameya. Rameya holds that he still owes her a Ksube. And now we have to look very good b'divrei Rameya. Where did Rameya say that he owes her a Ksube? Owing a Ksube is Hilchis Chayshin Mishpat. The Mishnah says he owes her a Ksube. Goybe. That's what the Mishnah says. Rameya was speaking Frumereid, Ebenezer, Yeredeya, Kol apoiches lepsula mimasayim ulamone mimone areizu bilaznus. It's not permissible. But where did Rameya say that you can't be meichel de ksuba, that the chalois mechil is not chal, that the tnai doesn't work? Where did the Gemara see this Rameya? Rameya said it's an issa, that's all. This is a problem. And Taisvis will see the Rivon had this problem. And the Ritva also asks this kasha. It's a meiradike kasha. And the Ritva says a teretz just to understand the flow of the Gemara. We'll say over the Ritva's teretz. So the Ritva says as follows. If Rav Meir is saying that the Isser is because there's no, he doesn't owe her a ksuba. We'll say that the tnai does help. So why did he say kol ha-poiches lepsula mi-mosayim la-mona-mona? He should have said kol sha'ein lepsula mosayim la-mona-mona reis obilas-nus. What are you talking about him? Talk about the tachlis is there a ksuba or there's not a ksuba. So if it's a bilis znus, if there's no ksube, right, kol she'ein lo ksubis, kol psula she'ein lo ksubis masayim, areizu bilis znus, that's it, she doesn't have a ksube. Why do you have to talk about him? So Rav Meir spoke about him and not about her, because Rav Meir wants to tell us a chiddush, that kol ha-poiches, he wanted to be poiches, it didn't work. He wanted to be poiches the ksube. And he made a tnai. And he said, I'm a nash ain't lecha like ksube. And it didn't work. The afal pikein. It's a bilasnus. Oh, this is a big chiddush already. This, no, but this is the chiddush of Rameya.
Eisus of Rav Meir said kol apoiches, and Rav Meir did not say kol she'ein lo ksube. So it seems from that that he was poiches the ksube, even though that it doesn't help. It's also bilasai bilasnus. And the Ritva says, why is it a bilasnus? So the Ritva says, the loisom chadaito, the saloshna gemore, ki svure shadaito legarsha olafikach niskaven livchaislo. That means he started off the chasna with the left foot. That means he makes a tnai al menash ein lecha like sube. So she starts thinking, Shema Shemayim, that's the only thing he has in his head now? Nothing else to think about? He shouldn't have to give her a ksube? So vayis tachayis, because that's in his head. He wants to give her a get. So let's take care of the obstacles which are on the way. So memele, ki svure shedaitei legar shalafikach niskaven livchislo, kedei shetekar lebein av loitzia. So even though he wasn't successful, but already, that's not Ishus anymore. That's Bilasnus. That's how the Ritva says Pshat and our Gemara. So it would seem that the Adoration is going according to Rameyer. That is what Rameyer had said. Rameyer holds that you can't be Poiches. Yosar Raksube. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if she's Meichel, that's Eis Ksube. The Reisha says you can't be Meichel, Zaraya. The Amisha says you can't be Meichel. The Reisha is going according to Rab Meir. Then the Gemara says, Eim a safe. Let us see the safe of the Mishnah. Kosav lo sode shove mone, tachas mosayim zuz. He did not write. He's only mishabed one karka. He wasn't mishabed all his nechosim. Chayiv shu tnai bezn, ason l'Rab Yehuda doma achayis to seifel. So this is going according to Rab Yehuda, who holds achayis to seifel. That means even though achrayis were not written in the shtar, the shibud was not written in the shtar, so don't assume from the hashmotas achrayis that there was an understanding that he doesn't want to be mekabel achrayis. Now, if there's no achrayis, it was a Torah sefer poshut, they forgot to write in the achrayis, but there's I have to assume that Mishtami Zichem Mekabel Achayis. So Memele, that's Pshat in the Sefer. Leikos Avlo. He only was Mishabed a Karke of a hundred Zuz. That's worth a money. And he didn't write about another money. So says he, the other money is also Mishabed. Kol Nechosav Achoyin Luxibosa. So even though he didn't write his Mekabel Achrayis, but I say that from the not writing is not a raya that he's not Mekabel Achrayis. The Rav Meir, if our Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir, Ha'oma Achrayis lav tosoifehu. Rav Meir says, if there's no Achrayis, so that means that there's no intentions to be mekabel achayis. That's the taichno achayis. Don't say it's a Torah sefer. That means if the achayis was not written in the shtar, so that's telling us there's no intentions to be mekabel achayis. And here in our Mishnah it says, even though there was no achayis written in the ksube, afal pikein the kakois are mishubit. Now let us see Rashi. Achoin l'ksubosech chayiv. Shenishtabdu nechosov. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Because salke daitach, the Gemara understood Pshat in the Mishnah, nishtabdu becholden shibud. Ki ilu nichtav b'seich hashtar. Ki ilu. This was written in the shtar, that all the karkois are meshubed for the ksubit. And therefore, v'im yimker nechosov, titreif lekuchais. So even though it's not written, it's kilu, it was written, and she can be goyve from the lakuchas. Osna le Rab Yehuda damar shtar shalei nichtav boy achrayis. If there's no achrayis written, loy midas hamalve nase. This was not done midas hamalve. The malve was never maskim to lend money without achrayis. Ala seifa tol. The seifer made a toys and forgot to write in the chayis. V'reil kemisha nichta v'teiref mina meshubodi. How do we know Rameya holds a chayis lav to a seifer? This nan we learned in the Mishneh, motzo shitrei choy. A person finds a shtar choy. In the shtar choy it says that Reuben borrowed from Shimon $100. So it's the din is as follows. Im yesh ben achrayis nechosim, if in the shtar chayiv it says that Shimon could be goive from the mishubodim of Reuven, is lo yachzer. So then the person who found the shtar should never give back the shtar to Shimon. Even though Reuven says that Shimon lost it, we don't believe Reuven. Is a reyes in a fila. How could it be that Shimon lost the shtar? If it's a good shtar, Shimon would never lose it. Shimon would have kept such a shtar in his safe, in his vault, not in a pocket with a hole in it. And if we find this shtar on the street, some estome, the chayv was paid up, Shimon returned the shtar to Reuven, and Reuven already is careless with the shtar because the shtar is worthless to him. And that's Mustamal how it got lost. Why is Reuven saying that Shimon lost the shtar? If it would seem from the circumstances that Shimon did not lose the shtar, because he wants to make a knunya. He's going to say that Shimon lost the shtar. Shimon is going to take the shtar. Shimon really got paid up already. Now Shimon's going to go to the Lakuchis and he's going to mon again. And then for doing this act of Gneve, they'll divide up the loot. They'll divide up the karke from the lekuches. Is Reuven will take half and Shimon will take half. So therefore, Ameya said, we cannot be naive. Shtar sheyesh b'machayis nechoshit shitrei choyv im yesh b'machayis nechosim lo yachzer shebezdin nifroy mehem. Bezdin will mon from the lekuches. And we cannot rely on the honesty of Reuven. Let us see Rash. Yesh b'machayis nechosim, sheshibeid loive nechosov lo'oisei malve, lo yachzirenu moitzoi lemalve, the person who found it should not give it back to the malve. Vafilo loive moide shuchayiv lo'i, meforish osom, dechayishin en shem aporoi. We're really afraid, maybe the loive had already paid up. I mean, a loive nofal. Vizeshu who moide, and that what he's moide, that the malva lost it, that's his knunya he by name. Litrev lekuches, Shimon will give, the malva gave him the lekuches, v'yechalku by name. Then they'll divide up the stolen karke. That is, if yesh b'machayis nechosim, ein b'machayis nechosim, if there's no achayis nechosim, yachzer. So then, if Reuven says that Shimon lost it, so the shtar is only noigeya Reuven, Shimon can only mum from Reuven, not from the lekuches of Reuven, and Reuven is moided, as they does about din that Shimon lost it, is yachzer. She'ein bezdin nifroy mem divrei ramei. V'chachomim oimrim echad zeh le'yachzer she'bezdin nifroy mehem. That even though there's no achrayis written in the shtar, but achrayis to a sefer, we have to assume it's ke'ilo nichtav in the shtar achrayis. Afilo achrayis isn't written. Shimon will also be able to mon from the lekuches, and therefore we cannot return the shtar to Shimon. Divrei Rameya. V'chachomim oimrim, echot zeh, ve'echot zeh, lo yachzer. Afilo ashtar she'im bo yachayis lo yachzer, shebezn nefroy mehem. The chachomim hold achayis to sefer, So even though Achais wasn't written, but we have to assume Keilu, there was written in the Shtar that they were Mishabed, the Nichsei Haloive to the Malve, so the Malve can always mourn from the Lekuches. Rasi Rashi, V'chachomim ha'imrim d'Achais to'asoifahu, V'torif mi Mishabdi, and they'll mourn from the Mishabodim, amavsti Lekuches. How do you know that this is Rabbi Yudah b'nei Plukte de Ramei, Rabbi Yudah b'adai, shebedoi roi hoya? So we see Rabbi Yehudah holds Achayis to Sofer, Ramei holds Achayis lav to Sofer, and our Mishnah holds Achayis to Sofer. So the Reish is Ramei, that says Yimuchuyev to pay a ksube, even though he was masne amanasha ein lucha like suba, that's Rameh, it's masne mashikosu betoira, mechila doesn't help. And the sefer that says that you can't be goiva from the mishabodim is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds achayis to a sefer. Maybe we'll say the whole mission is going according to Rameyeh. Could be Rameyeh differentiates between Aksube and Oshtores. Oshtores, I say, Achayis lav to Sofer. If there was no Achayis written in the Shtar, so mistome, that means that there's no Achayis taket. Mashen came by a ksube, I say Achayis to a sefer. Zatnai bezn, so a filo wasn't written, does not mean that there was a heskim that there should not be Achayis. Here I say Achayis to a sefer. Let us see what Rashi says. Vishanile, the big ksube is le Achayis to a sefer. Let us see on the side. Va'afol gav de b'shitre emrin alav to a seifu. B'ksuba moida oil de t'nai bezn. It's a t'nai bezn to be mishabed in the chosim. So Mr. Tommy wasn't mishabed in the chosim. Why wasn't this written? It was a mistake. So the Gemara says, so mishanilei. Don't tell me this. Rameya does not differentiate between ksuba and oshtores. V'hosanya, I'll bring you a raya. Chamisha goivin min hamechurorim. There are five that are goivin from nechosim b'nei chayrim and not from mishubodim. Ve'elohin peiris, ushvach peiris, ve'mekabel olav lozenes ben ishtoi u'bas ishtoi. We'll see in Rashi exactly what these cases are. But the ikir is these last two cases. Veget choiv she'ein bayachayis, ashtar choiv, that there's no, wasn't written achayis. You can only mourn from b'nei chayrim. So this is exactly Rameyeh. Rameyeh hold achayis lav to a sefer. Uksubis isha she'ein bo achayis, and aksubis, if it wasn't written achayis, she also can mourn from mishubodim. Man shamet leidoma achayis lav to a sefer. So let's talk about these last two cases. Get chayiv shein boy achayis. Who holds this? Rameyeh. Uktani ksubas isha. So we see that Rameyeh holds achayis lav to a sefer afilu by ksubas isha. So memel we have a kasha reisha Rameyeh v'sefer Rabbi Yehuda. So before we see the teretz, let us see Rashi. Min ha-mechurorim, im yesh nechosim b'nei chayrim, eitzel ha-chayev nigvin, v'im lav ein nigvin min ha-meshubodim. Peiris u'shvach peiris, k'dizn sam b'meseches gitten, ein meitzien l'achilas peiris, u'l'shvach k'akois min nechosim meshubodim, neitikon ha-olam. Now what does this mean? B'shnayim oichsim, Vitalis Meforish. Lachilas Peiris Shvach Kakois Kaitzet. What's the story? Harei Shegozal Soda Mechaveri. Reuven stole a field from Shimon. Umechora Laache, and he sold it to Levi. Vehishbicha, Nakakein and Ixelis. But the while Levi was unaware at all that this is a stolen field, Reuven sold a karke to Levi. No,
So he purchased the karka, bishbicha, so he was mashbich the karka, he betted the karka, he invested in the karka. Now, after he invested a lot of money in the karka, he fixed it up, v'rehi yoytze mitachas, v'rehi bedin mitachas yad alikeich. Now, all of a sudden, Shimon the Nigzal comes, and he comes to Levi, I have news for you, this is a stolen field, I really appreciate all the work you did to fix up my field, but it's my field, you have to return to me the field. Im Rehu Yoitze Bedin Mitachas Yad Alekech, Im Shvach Sheishbiach Alekeach, with all the Shvach, Bezevel, Benir, Vim Peirish Shebo, Shanigzol Teir from Imenu. The Nigzel takes back everything. Kshehu choizer al hamoicher shemocha loy ba'achayis. But now, when Levi purchased this karka for Reuven, he knew such things could occur. So in the shtar mekach, he was, the Reuven, the moicher is mekabel achayis. That if anything will ever happen, they'll ever take away this karka from you. I'm mekabel achayis. So the loch is like this. So he was mekabel achayis on the keren, he was mekabel achayis on the shvach. So the halach is as follows. Kshu choizel al hamoiche shemoch loy b'achayis, goy v'keren menachosem mishubodim. The keren is goy v'menachosem mishubodim. Ushvach menachosem b'nei choyrem, v'loy minam mishubodim. Shvach is only goy v'... from Bnei Chayrim. Bnei Tikkun Ha'olam, Lefi Shein Ktzuvin, Penelekeach Yedeya Bekama Lizoil. That means like this, when a person sells a karka b'achayis, so now all the people, all the lekuches who will purchase karkois from this moicha, they know that his karkois are mishubit for this field. So how much the field is worth, the keren is worth, they'll make sure to leave over. Now, how much shvach he's going to invest? Who knows what he's going to do in this karka? So this is a dover shein by kitzve. Mipnei tikkun ha'olam, Chazal said that you cannot mon from the lekuches, the lekuches can't mon the dmei shvach, the dmei peres. This you can only mon from the bnei choyren of the moicha. Whatever he has by him, you can mon. So that's pshat. Chamish goyvim min amechon ve'elo hein peiris u'shvach peiris. But the v'shein k'tzuvim ve'en al-kech yidei bekamol izoel. Ve'mekabol olov lozayn ben ishtoy u'bas ishtoy. Now, if a person was mekabol olov lozayn ben ishtoy u'bas ishtoy, af he, yes, that's a shal, yeah. Avhi en goyve minash mishubode. He was mekabel to give mezoinis to bas ishtoi. Ben ishtoi, bas ishtoi. So she's not goyve minash mishubode. Two reasons. Reason number one, lefi she'en ktsuvim. Because again, this is a dover she'en bekitzva. How long will they have to give mezoinis to them? He was mekabel to dover she'en bekitzva. The lekuches cannot be nizah. And number two, lefi ve'ein ksuvim. Now, we'll come in a minute exactly to understand what Rashi is saying, ve'ein ksuvim. Fine. Ein ksuvim, ve'ein ksuvim. V'ho, this not, so memela, so that's we can only mon from b'nei chayrim, it's not ksuvim, it's not ksuvim. V'ho, this nan, b'hanoisei, v'hi nizaynes minachosa mishubodim, we learned in our Noisei that an isha can mon mezoinis from the chosim mishabodim. So how does this stem with a makabel olav lozen ben ishtoi yobas ishtoi? Mukmina lo hosan b'shekono lo miyodei. There it's speaking about that they made a kinyan chalipin, the stam kinyan liksiva oimet. Now, this Rashi is very, very difficult to understand. Now, let's try to elaborate a little bit what's difficult on Rashi. First of all, Rashi said, you know why you don't want from the lekuches
by mezoinis ain lo kitzva. There's something that the lekuchas do not know how to be nizah. Aye, there's a gemara that says you do mom from lekuchas. Oh, they're speaking about that they made a kinyan chalipin and stam chalipin, some kinyan leksivoy me, kiraita shtar. I say this a chasorim of kitzve, and you tell me stam kinyan leksivoy me, so it's leresh safe. So that Baruch Hashem, the Marshal and the Maram Shif explains, Rashi understood we knew the Mishnah. That's how Rashi was done as Lekab Schus. That Mishnah speaking about, he was Mekabel for 5 years. Now, if you know the Mishnah, so it's, they're speaking about it's Ktsuvim. Rashi did not even hold it important to tell us, but the Marshal and the Maram Shif tells us they're speaking about it's Ktsuvim. So Memela, so that is no problem. But now there's another problem. Now, Rashi said before, there's another problem. She'ein ve'ein ksuvim. It's not ksuvim. And over there it's talking about was chalipin, tam kinyan leksiva'imit. Now, let us understand for 1 minute, what does this mean, ein ksuvim? He didn't write a shtar, he didn't make a kinyan chalipin, and he owes the mezainis also? How does that work? He don't owe. Samazay say, you know, I'm going to give you mezainis. Oh, you said you give me mezainis? You have to give me mezainis. And echte ketog, there's no such thing. He doesn't owe mezainis by saying, Akocher has to speaking about that there was some sort of a schaibis or some sort of a kinyan. So what is it speaking about over there? What is it speaking about over here? So just let me say over what the Maram Shiv says. So the Maram Shiv says that there, the first case where it says that he's potash enksuvim, means as follows. It means that he had written a shtar, but he didn't write a chayis in the shtar. That means he had written a shtar to Ben Ishtoi and Bas Ishtoi, I'm going to give you mezainis. Fine. A shtar with two edim. But in the shtar, it doesn't say in the, you come on from the Mishabod them all. So that, it didn't say in the shtar. And the town of this Barais is Rameye, who holds a chayis lav to a seifa. So memele, so that's why ain't ksuvim. It's not written a chayis in the shtar. It's not written a chayis. So memele, you can't run from the kuchis. Fine. Now let's go further. Barashi is a kasha. Ay, there's a Mishnah you could, man. So Rashi says, ooh, they're speaking about, I made a kinyan chalipin, and stam kinyan, leksiva I made. Finished. Now we're hanging in the loft. But, good. The first case is also speaking about there was a shtar. But there's a different problem. There's a problem that, he didn't write a chayis. That is why we don't mourn from the lekuchas. So how does this help the situation? Stam kinyan leksiva ime. So the Maram Shif asks the kasha. So the Maram Shif answers. Amazon chidushim. So the Maram Shif. Laman di yom alfish enksuvim perish b'shekonu. After chayis lav to a seifel rameya, mikol mokin b'shekonu stam kinyin l'ksivim achayis oimed v'doik. That's pshat in Rashi. Missing a few words in Rashi. But al kaponim, that's what the Maram Shiv says. Stam kinyan, when you make a kinyan chalipin, there's a mutual understanding that the Edom are going to write a shtar with a chayis. So maybe that's the difference. Now, the Biur and the Maram Shif es Sakashe, it's very nice, but there's enough in the Taisvus Faker. Taisvus says, if you hold a chayis to a sefer, so stam kinyan l'ksiva oimid, if you want to write a chayis, Edom, you ask first. The live, if he's masking for achayis, there's no such thing, stam kinyan leksiva oimid ba'achayis. Fine. That you say achayis, if you're the achayis, lato seifa, so you don't say that stam kinyan leksiva oimid ba'achayis. Okay. Let's not get involved in that's a problem. Once I make an akimta d'loshna of Rashi, sheklich shver. Aber kaponim, we'll learn Rashi the wild way the Maram Shivlin's pshat in Rashi. So Rashi is telling us that, there Yemon from Achayis, because made a kinyan, we'll say Stam kinyan, Luxiva Bachayis, I mean, and the Rashi is talking about he wrote without Achayis, it's not Ksuvim, fine. Veget Choyf, Kol Shtorois Nikroin Get, fine. So Memele Al Koponim, we see as follows. The Mechaber of this Bereise is Rameya. It says, "V'get choyv shein bayachai yishon imon from bnei chayrim," and so the mechaber is Rameya, and it says ksubis ishe. So we see that Rameya holds ksubis ishe. We also say that chay is lav to a sefer. So it's a bit terikashe. So either the Reish is like a Meir and the Seif is like a Yehuda, which is very schwer. So the Gemara says, Iboy Yisei Merab Meir. I have two eights. Either, if you want, I'll tell you the whole mission is going according to Rab Meir. Iboy Yisei Merab Yehuda. Iboy Yisei Merab Yehuda. I'll tell you the whole mission is going according to Rab Yehuda. The Seif holds Achayis to a Seif. So the Seif is no problem. And the reisha hosom kosvole hiskabalti ocha le kosvole hiskabalti. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says ocha le kosvole hiskabalti. Vashmi inen that here there wasn't a beferish mechila. Vashmi inen masnisen the af al pi shele kosav lo ksube. Even though he didn't write her ksube, now we'll look at this. He married her, and they didn't write her ksube. So the Gemara, they haven't been understood. So what pshat in this? So pshat is, you have to read between the lines. So it means, Amanash, if you don't talk about ksube, so it means, Amanash ain't look like ksube. He kept quiet, she kept quiet, but that's what it means. That I won't know you were ksube. That's when I'm writing ksube. So it's going only according to Rameya, that Tnai bottle. No, Vashmina Masnisin the Aval Pisha Loikos of Loksube, Loyem Rinin Mochlo Loyalo. We don't say that she meant to be Moichalil. Elam Rinin Somchal Takonis Bezn Shakol Yoidim Shenoise Isha Yesh Loksube. That means the Mishnah is not speaking about there was no Mechila whatsoever. Why are you making a whole Geratschke? Yeah, the Kasha, they made it Nai, and the Nai helps according to Rabbi Yehuda. No, the Mishnah is telling us if they didn't speak about anything but like Kosov Leiskabalti. If they would have spoken about it, then Taka, he would know her, Aksuba, 100%. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. But the Mishnah is speaking about no one said a word, and shot in no words is because it's not necessary to write Aksuba, it's at my Aksuba. So the Mishnah is going all the way according to Rabbi Yehuda. And if you want, I'll tell you the Mishnah is going according to Rameya. My chayiv diktoni mina mechurorim. Chayiv means mina churorim. That not you can mon from lekuches, is you can mon from lekuches. That there was no achayis written. Afa pishaloi kosav lo achayis. About nay beznoli is kol nechosim achroim lo ba'idim lefonav. But all the nechosim that he has lefonav, these nechosim she has a right to be given from. Avolim mochrom eino teirefes lekuches oivle nichtav bishta. Lemrinen achayis to seifa. We don't say achayis to seifa. Now let us see Teisvis. Moni Rameiri, the Omar Kol HaPeiches. Bepeirik Afal Pi Dayik. Now Teisvis is first going to bring down a Loshen of a Gemore in Rameya. And then Teisvis is going to bring down a Rivon. Now, the Loshen of Gemore is as follows. Kol HaPeiches Afilu Betnai. Rameya that says kol apoiches is speaking about afilu he made a tnai that he's not going to give her a ksube. Sagt die Gemara, das ist alles in der Gemara, Al-Mesova, the Tnoi bottle. We see from this, the Tnoi is bottle. The Isla, and he owes her the Ksube. The Kivin, the Omalo, Leslach Elamone, and he had told her, you only have a money. That means he was poiches. He told her, you only have a money. Loisamcho daito. So there's no smiches das. Vahave bi'ilosoi bi'ilas znus. So the Gemara says this whole Megillah in Ramea that we see, it's speaking about a filibetnai, and we see from this that the Tnai is bottle, and he does owe her. But since his nos miches das, so it's bilosai bilas nos. Upeirish rivon. Now let's just say words before we try to explain it. Upeirish rivon. The bechol, now where did the Gemara see this whole Megillah? The Gemara says, it's speaking about he made a Tnai. Rameya holds that the Tnai does not help. Everything the Gemara saw in Rameya. And, but since there's no, so if the Tnai does not say, does it work, so why is it be less loose? Because there's no smichas das. Upeirish Rivon, so the Rivon said, the Bechol Mokim, the Isla, so it says in the Gemara, whenever he owes her a ksuba, ve'ene isha betucha boy, and she's not batuach, that she'll get the ksuba, bloisam chodaito, tiknu chachomim sheyehei bilosai bilasnus. That's the formula. If he owes her, and she's not batuach that she's going to get it, so there's a takonis chomim bilosai bilasnus. Avol. Now let's hear words. Im hoyo tnoi kayim. But what would be if the tnai would help? If the tnai would help, he wouldn't owe her any. If the tnai would help, kiven de leslo. So since he doesn't owe her, ein bilos a bilas nus. Then it's not a bilas nus. Period. Now. The Rivon, before we'll try to explain what the Rivon says, but the Rivon learned Gemara and understood, which we mentioned before, the Ritva had problems over here. Rameya says that Apoiches Lepsula Mosayim is Bilosa Iznus. That's all what Rameya says. And the Gemara saw in Rameya that he owes her the Ksuba. Mesisin Karameya. So, where did the Gemara see this in Rameya, that he owes her the Ksube? So the Ribon says, oh, because that's pshat, since he owes her the Ksube, and she's not but Tuach, so then it's below, then Tiknu Chachomim below Sebilazus. But if he wouldn't owe her the Ksube, the Tnai would help, then it's not a Bilasnus. The Tnai helps, Setaka doesn't know her. So it's not a Bilasnus. Va'almone, just let's finish what, the Rivon had a problem, so why Va'almone is it a bilas nus? Like this, the whole time of Rameh is, because it's Masna Mashikosu Batoire, it's Tnai bottle. Almone is only a darabonon, so it should be Tnai kaim. So, and if it's Tnai kaim, she doesn't know what it's sube, so why is it a bilas nus? Ochet noy bottle, the whole the tikkun rabbonon came the raisa tikkun. I mean, the ichiyev ksubas are the raisa. Some amelo they said ksubas famone is all the dinim. Now, bekan shoyel aben, but what's pshat in the rivon? The rivon is doch mo'uyim dik. If she has a ksuba, the nahapacho, no, if she has a ksuba, but she's not patuach. So then it's a bilus nus, tikna rabot. She doesn't have a ksube, no problem. I was nesoire from the lotion of the Tosus HaRashbe. But I didn't find anyone to say a good pshat in the Rivon, but lulei de mistafina, I thought pshat in the Rivon is as follows. Rashi in Chumash says, in Soif Parshas Chayisorem, so Rashi says that there's what's the difference between an Isha and a Pilegesh? An Isha is Kedushin im Ksube, and a Pilegesh is Kedushin without a Ksube. That's what Rashi says. Now, the Mizrahi on this Rashi is a Holariches, and he says, and he ends up, I would like to read off the last few words what the Mizrahi says. He's Mavarashi Tishashi. Shiloi hutra isha leish ela yedei kedushin bilvat. An isha is not mutter to an ish only if there was kedushin. Kedichsi, a posik. Ki yikach ish isha uba'olo. A yedei kedushin in. Shaloya kedushin lo. You have to learn chumish. Ki yikach ish isha uba'olo. After Kedushin, you're allowed to be boilo. Before Kedushin, you're not allowed to be boilo. Upi legesh, shehitiro lo ya toiro lishchive, eine ela be Kedushin. It says, kika chishi shu bolo, so you need upi legesh, also needs Kedushin. She ain hevdel beinoshim lepelakshim ela be ksube. And here we're going according to Rameir also. So that's it. So minatoyre and ishe gets a ksube, a pilegish doesn't get a ksube, but both of them there's kedushin. Now the Gur Arye asks on Rashi, he says, so Rashi is saying a moire de kechidish, that kedushin without a ksube is a pilegish. Frag de Gur Arye, v'chi bishvil shekitsho, al mena she'eino lov ksube, tei nikreis pilakshe. Big Chiddush. Fine. But al kaponim, the Gur Arye said something. V'yimekadish, and according to Rashi al kaponim, v'yimekadish an isha al mena she'eino lov ksube, tei nikreis pilakshe. That's a pilegish. That's called a pilegish. Is dach sechmir, that could be, this is pshat in the Rivon. And Isha, I don't know, that he mentions teichat vorm, I don't know if this is a reis de kedin, if teichat vorm he mentions, the difference between an Isha and a pilegish is l'shchive, and an Isha is l'pirye beribye. That's, I don't know if that's likuve, but al kaponim, there's such a musig of an isha, and there's a musig of a... So it could be that pshat and the ribon is as follows. If a person is mekadish an isha, he wants ishas in her, al menashe ein lecha olai ksube, and there's a chi of ksube by ishas, so the din is tnai bottle, and he's also a ksube. So this is the maisa. She's an isha. She's an isha. She's not a pilege. She's an isha. Loi som chadaito. That means, but she's not a big lamden. So loi som chadaito. She thinks. So you have over here an ashes ish that thinks she's not an ashes ish. The way an Ashes Ish should be. That means there's two sugim. There's an Ashes Ish and a Pilegish. He said, Amanasha ein lecho like Ksube. That's what he said. He wanted to make an Ishus without a Ksube, which he can't do. He couldn't do it for some reason. He wants to make Ishus without a Ksube. That he can't do. But she thinks that this is an Ishus without a Ksube. So, is Tiknu Rabbonon? Tiknu Rabbonon, it's a Takanas Rabbonon, it has a din of bilasnus. That means there's, you need a kicha in order to be mata be'ila, like the Mizrahi said. There's a kicha of Ishus, there's a kicha of Pilakshus. Lemaisa, he's making a kicha of Ishus, which by her, She's unaware of this kicha of issues. So lemaisa, so there's a psachson in this kicha of issues. So memela, so the rabbanon said it's a din abilaznus. What would be if a tnai would help? So then she'd be a pelegish. Then she would be a pelegish. So if she's a pelegish, so there's no znus. That's the pasuk. Ikichishisha ba'ala. That means you can make it. Could make a kinyan kedushin without. In fact, the whole kinyan is to make an ois biasnus. It's matter the bila. If tanai would help, lemaisa tanai doesn't help according to Rameya. But if tanai would help, so automatically she would become a pelagish. Efshel, this is pshat in the Riva. So the Gemara, so that's how the Gemara understood it. Kolapoiches lepsul mesam abon. Hareze bila, why is it a bila znus? That means if the tnai would be chal, so it wouldn't be znus. So she's a pelagish and he doesn't know her exube. So a kolchoch, that the tnai doesn't help and she's an isha and some emela, so the chacham was saying this, it didn't be listeners. The kosheleri, the beperek ha-chayivu mashme, the afilu heiched leslo, havilu rameya be-ilasnus. But afilu, you say leslo is not snus, then afilu heiched leslo, havilu rameya be-ilasnus, mishum shleitekala ba'in of leitzi. There's a new factor over here. That makes it a bilasnus. Not the way you said there was a psa takone. According to the Rivon, there was a takone that gave it a din bilasnus. Now it's kalaino beitzia. Forget it, it's not kalabeino beitzia. Because he owes her the ksube. She's not tzaymer das, but he owes her the ksube. It's not kalabeino beitzia. There's a bazundere takone. Could be that's the beer we said, because he made a pesaza. Feltach and Tachsisa issues, because she doesn't see the Chiyav Ksube. She's unaware of the Chiyav Ksube. So Feltach and issues. But it's not Kalabain of Leitzia. For sure, he owes her the Ksube. And you say if there's no Ksube, then Shalom al Yisrael. Then there's no problem whatsoever. The Koshal is Pek Achayva Mashmed Afilahicha the Leslo Havala Ramea Bilasnus. Mishum Shleite Kalabain of Leitzia. The Poor Chosam Ashas. Gabi isha shechovla babayla lo yvsidak suboso. This is an isha that was chovla babayla, so she doesn't have any money, lo yvsidak suboso. Vamai frek the gemore, tazme lik suboso betoyba sano labayla. Let her go and sell the ksuba to her husband. And the money that he gives her, so she'll go and pay up the chavola. Mishani omoni rameye da oma osol odom sheyishem ishtoy sheachas b'loy ksube is going according to rameye that says one is not permitted to be 1 hour without a ksube. My time shleite kala be'enov lohitzio. So, l'chayre, between you and me, im kenem anachno, what we had said, Pshat and the Rivon, Lochire, the Kasha is not Shver. The Rivon only said if a person made an Ishus without a Chiyav Ksube, so that becomes a Pelegish. By Pelegish, Zichas no din of Leite Kalabain of Leitzia. I mean, every Pelegish is without a Ksube. Here we're speaking about an Ashes Ish, that, here we're speaking about an Ashes Ish, that he was Mechuyiv Torah Ksube, and then later, she sold him the Ksube B'Teves Ano, and Lemaisa, so now there's no Ksube. So this is an Ashes Ish without a Ksube. There's a problem, so it's a Kalabain of Leitzio. Lechere, the way we said Pshat and Rivon, Lechere, it's not so Shver Teisvis Kashe. But I saw in Taisus HaRashba, the Kasha seems to be, the Gemara seems to say over there, this is our Rameya. According to the Rivon, this is not our Rameya. That's a different Rameya. I'll say that also. This is a different Rameya. Arameya has nothing to do with Shleite Kalabein of Loitzio. Arameya is speaking about he owes her a ksuba, and there was a tikkun rabbonon that she ever didn't abilis nus because she's unaware of it. So Mamela felt a repression in the issues. This is a different memory. You're telling me that if he owed her a ksuba and she sold it back to him. Now there's a new Rameya, Kalabain of Leitziv. And the Taisa Raj will see, this is Rameya. According to the Ribbon, this is not Rameya. Yeah. Al-Kainire. So therefore, Taisus is Choylik on the Ribbon. And Taisus says as follows. Loi mi boy, comma. Loi mi boy, heicha de leslo. That means that what the Gemara said, that the whole Megillah, the Gemara said, "Kol apeiches afilu betnai amasavad etnai bottle veislo." Not that it's only abilis nus when tnai bottle veislo. No, kol heiche the lemi boy kama heiche the leslo. If he doesn't owe her exube, it would be tnai kayim. That's poshet. If a tnai would help, it's ichabilusnus because it's kalabein of leitzia. So the issues has no insurance that it will remain. It's kalabein of leitzia. El the Ramei is saying a chiddush. Alafilu islo. Ramei is saying afilu when he does the work sube. Of a kiv in the leisom chedaita, a mayor saying I feel is law kiv in the leisom chedaita. I will be lost. I be lesnus. That means she's not saymer das. She's not such a big lamdin. Really, he owes her exuber, but she's not such a big lamdin. So she thinks he doesn't know her exuber. So she thinks that whenever he wants, he can give her a get. She's unaware. So that's also a be lesnus. That's also a be lesnus. Now, so that's Pshat and Rameya. Vidayik. Now, where did the Gemara see this all in Rameya? So this is a little bit like we had mentioned before from the Ritva. Bidaliktoni kol psula she'ein lo masayim. Why did it, if the vote is, if it's called Abilus Nuz because it's Kalabain of Leitzio, so let him say, kol psula she'ein lo masayim v'amona she'ein lo mona arei Abilus Nuz. Elo nokat kol apeiches. Mashme shebo loima. Afal gav de tnoi botol. What do you say? Kol apeiches. So means peiches means that we mentioned before in the Ritva. Shereitz alifches. He wasn't successful. He wanted to be peiches. Not ein lo. She has a ksube. Now he wanted to be peiches. Mashme shebo loima. Afal gav de tnoi botol. The tnai doesn't help. The Islo, and she has a ksubimasam, have a bilas news. Yeah. That is how Taisva says. I think we should skip over the end of this Taisva because this is totally in a Gemara Baita. We wouldn't appreciate it. Let's go to the next Taisva. Moni Rab Meiri, Hashta Mashmalei, Masnisin, Deloi Kosavlo, Hainu, Lefi shehisnimo, that the Gemara understood that what it says loikos of lo ksuba means because he made a tnai al manas I'm not mechuyev a ksuba, and it's hisna. Yeah. Oson la Rabbi Yehuda, da oma achayis to seifu, reishe rameya, seifu Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisu says, a seifu bo loy reisha ve motze le dagdik money. The Gemara did not have to ask us dire that reishe rameya, seifu Rabbi Yehuda, the seifu goof is shver. I rameya, oma achayis lav to seifu. So why are all the nechosim achroim? I Rabbi Yehuda, kosav lo sode shove mone b'masayim amai chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, vayitake chayiv. For all Rabbi Yehuda, Yechoyle Limchel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, she could be Meichel. That means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, she could be Meichel. So, why does he take owe more? Why does he owe more than a money? Mechilabs according to Rabbi Yehuda. El derech hashas, migdagdik mereshe kol kama de motzi lemeide. Now we'll have to understand what's pshat in the Gemara's teretz is. We skipped over the Tosfos, one chelik of the Tosfos we shouldn't have skipped over, but we'll come back to it. Chinyaze yesh beperekire, kabi maise sheosu anshei tver beperekama de erevin, kabi nimtseis shloishem midois bemechitze. Let's go back to the previous Tosfos. We'll understand now what the Gemara, like this we have a shrekelcha problem. If Tosfos says that the Gemara could have asked automatically there's a mechila, so what's the teretz? Everything is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so what's good? So in the Reisha there's no mechila, fine, but in the Sefer there's a mechila. So let us just go back to the previous Tosfos. The Imtoima, this is by the small bays. In the previous time, the Gemara says it's going according to Rameyer. The Gemara understood that it is speaking about that he made a tnai. So the Gemara says in Afalpi, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that Masna Mashekosov B'teire, B'dovashe, B'moment, Naikayim, by Ksuba, they also chizikul devreim, and you can't be mafkiya the chiyiv Ksuba. Frektach Tosfos, so what's the whole problem? The Mishnah can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? You can make a t'nai, and the t'nai is bottled to according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's Tosfos Kash. The Perek Afalpi Oma, If she writes, it means a mechilib al peh is nothing. If she writes, iskabalti, then mechila will help according to Rabbi Yehuda. So now Tosfos learned a whole new pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, but not the way Rashi says there was not a Tanai. Some say the Mishnah means they didn't write a Ksuba, and that not writing a Ksuba does not mean Mechila, not writing a Ksuba means because she thought automatically it's a Ksuba, so why do you have to write a Ksuba? Tosfos learned Goran Andal Pshat in the Gemara. It's speaking about with a Tanai. You say it's with a Tanai. When did Rabbi Yehuda say Tanai Kayim? Tafke, if she wrote Iskabalti, if she didn't write Iskabalti, it's my bottle. That's shot the Gemara's Teretz, Aliba de Tosfos. So Memelis, a Goran, under a Pshat, ganz different than Rashi. Rashi learns that the Gemara's Chayze, that I learned wrong Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's not speaking about with that tonight. And Tosfos learned Fakert that you're right, it's speaking about with Atnai, but Atnai also doesn't help according to Rabbi Yehuda, unless you say that's the cost of Leis Kabalti. The Loshna Gemara is very meduyik according to Tosfos. The boy is saying with Rabbi Yehuda, Hosam, cost of Leis Kabalti, Ochalei cost of Leis Kabalti. The Loshna Gemara is meridik according. That's all, not the Gemara says, you know, it's not speaking about Atnai. The Gemara says, three words. It's Kosolei Skabalti. Kosolei Skabalti. So Memele, so that's what Tosfos means. So the Gemara and the Hava mean, could have asked from the Sefer. The Sefer Shver. Forget about the Reisha. That alone is a Mechila. If he wrote it was Meshabed the Kalke, that's only worth 100 Zuz for 200 Zuz Ksube. A Mesaim Zuz Ksube. So there's a Mechila already. So, but according to Maskan, it's very good. A mechila only helps if she writes his kabalti. If she doesn't write his kabalti, there's no mechila. Chamisha goyven min amechorin. Afal gav diktoni minyone. Tona vishaya. Oh, this number pekan is okin. Emitzin lamozin heishe. Vabonis minachosem mishubodim. Yeah, so there's more. So even though there's a minion, it's Tona B'Shai. V'ho de porich perikama de kedushin, gabi arbo manikim lehem. There are four cases with the zeiche for hanoke. Shalosh be'ish, v'shalosh be'isha. That means as follows, that there's four oifanim of yitziyah that you get hanoke. Yoivo, sheish, simonim by an ishe, and Mrs. Ha'odin after itziye by a ish. So altogether there's four cases, three by a woman and three by a ish. Yeah. So the Gemara said there's another case. So the Gemara says, so there's five cases. So the Gemara says, Tone tani abo vatamra tone vishaya. So it sees if you say numbers, you can't say tone vishaya. And here al kochi say tone vishaya. Any mishum diktoni viiata yocholem abo bechad mehem. And according to you, there's a fourth one by Isha. Viget choiv she'ein boy achayis. Now in the fourth case. That goyve min amachorim was ashtar choiv she'ein bo yachayis, ye goyve mi bnei choirin and not mishubodim. Vim toima tikshe mehoche l'shmuel, da oma bekama da bob metziye, oima hoye rameya, shtar she'ein bo yachayis, en ye goyve loy min achosim mishubodim, vo loy min achosim bnei choirin. Zamer dike shmuel, in bob metziye, that says you don't want from anything. I think it's a raya, it's mezuyif. About kaponim, Shmuel says, if there's no achayis, you don't want from bnei chayrim also. V'hoche mashme behedye de govim bnei chori. So memele, so this barais is enough in the stira to Shmuel. So Tosef says, it's not ek veld, umir balav ochi y Tosef Shmuel hosom y barais. I think most logs up Shmuel. So even another barais, no. This gefellig. The Rashba Oima, the Mehocha V'motzi L'mitchi, the get choiv she'ein bo yachayis, that doesn't mean that they didn't write achayis, haynu she'mefurish boy deloy l'migvei bei memishabdi. That means they wrote klon, not it wasn't written achayis. If it wasn't written achayis, it's a raya, that's a false shtar, whatever it is, you don't want from nechayim. Here it was written in the shtar, that you shouldn't be unable to be goyva achayis. Like kosov or achayis means, not like kosov, that was written, that you can't be goyva from the mishubodim. In such a case, you could be goyva mibnei chayrim. That's klal. Heinish vush loy delimit vabim mishabdi. Chayin zemetzit peket poshet. Kabi mishubodim ovich tachoyvi. Yeah. Oh, so now we're in hot water. That means if that is pshat in the Baraisa, so who says it's going according to Rameya? That means the Gemara want to hear a shaila. What does Rameya hold by ksube? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. Here it says a Baraisa get choyv shein by achrayis, you mon only from bnei chayrim. In ksube shein by achrayis, you also only mon from bnei chayrim. Now who holds this? Rameya. So you see, Rameya doesn't differentiate between Shtachoyv and Aksube. But according to Shmuel, Get Choyv Shein Bechais means something else in Gansen. It means that was written Beferish in the Shtar, you can't mum from Mishabod. Fine. So this has nothing to do with Chameya. This is a double muskim. So Memele, so how did the Gemara prove that Chameya holds that you say Achayis lafto sefer b'ksube because this barais is going according to Rameya? I have news for you. This barais is not going at all according to Rameya. Yeah, according to the Rashba. V'ho demuki loche That's not pshat in the Baraisa. Aval yav a poch minei l'shmul. If the Gemara would have asked the San Shmul, have a motzi l'mitri k'defrishis. Then ain't a chanami. Then we don't have any raya whatsoever. The Gemara didn't go into it. The Gemara learned the Baraisa al pi pashas. That's pshat in the Baraisa. You want to be mevarid? If she ain't a chanami. If she doesn't go according to Rameya. If she did a zakashe. L'shmul is taka that way.
So it could be that pshat in the Ribon is as follows. If a person is mekadish an isha, he wants ishas in her, al menashe ein lecha olai ksube, and the zachi of ksube by ishas, so the din is tnai bottle, and he's also a ksube. So this is lemaisa, she's an isha. She's an isha. She's not a pilega. She's an isha. Loi som chadaito, that means, but she's not a big lamden, so loi som chadaito, she thinks. So you have over here an ashes ish that thinks she's not an ashes ish the way an ashes ish should be. That means there's two sugim, there's an ashes ish and a pilegic. He said, amanasha ein lecha like sube. That's what he said. He wanted to make an ishus without a ksuba, which he can't do. He couldn't do it for some reason. He wants to make ishus, that he can't do. But she thinks that this is an ishus without a ksube. So, is tiknu rabbonon, it's a takonis rabbonon, it has a din of bilasnus. That means there's, you need a kiche in order to be mata be'ila, like the Mizrahi said. There's a kiche of ishus, there's a kiche of pilakshus. Lemaise, he's making a kiche of ishus, which by her, she's unaware of this kicha of ishus. So lemaisa, so there's a psachson in this kicha of ishus. So memela, so the rabbonon said is a din of bilasnus. What would be if a tnai would help? So then she'd be a pelegish. Then she would be a pelegish. So if she's a pelegish, so is this nosnus? That's the pasuk. That means you can make a kinyan kedushin without, in fact, the whole kinyan is to make an ois biasnus. It's matter the bila. If tonight would help, lemaisa tonight doesn't help, according to Rameya. But if tonight would help, so automatically she would become a pelegish. Efshe, this is pshat in the Rivon. So the Gemara, so that's how the Gemara understood it. Kolapoiches lepsul mesam abon, hareze vizere bilas nus. That means if the tnai would be chal, so wouldn't be znu, so she's a pilegish, and he doesn't know her exube. So a kolchoch, that the tnai doesn't help, and she's an isha, and some emela, so the chamor sakin is a dinner bilusnus. The kosheleri, the bepere kachayvul mashme, da filu heiche de leslo, habila rameya beilasnus. But a filu, you say less law is not snus, then filecha the less law, have le ramei be less snus, mishum shleite kala bein of leitzi. There's a new factor over here. Shleite, that makes it a be less snus, not the way you said there was a psatakone. According to the Rivon, there was a takone that gave it a din of be less snus. Now it's kala bein of leitzi, if I can, it's not kala bein of leitzi. Because he also had the ksube. She's not Tzaymer Das, but he also had the ksube. It's not Kalabayin of Latzi. There's a bazundra takon. Could be that's the beer we said, because he made up as a feltach and tachsise issues, because she doesn't see the chi of ksube. She's unaware of the chi of ksube. So feltach and issues. But it's not Kalabayin of Latzi. For sure he also had the ksube. And you say if there's no ksube, then shalom al Yisrael, then there's no problem whatsoever. V'koshel idpek ha'chayvo mashmed afilahich ed les lo havela rameya bilas nus. Mishum shle tekala bein av leitzia. The poor chosam ha'shas.
Gabi isha shechovla babayla lo yipsida ksuboso. He says, an isha that was chovla babayla, so she doesn't have any money, lo yipsida ksuboso. Vamai frek de gemore, tasme le ksuboso betoibes hano labayla. Let her go and sell the ksuba to her husband. And the money that he gives her, so she'll go and pay up the chavola. Mishani amoni rameye da oma osalodam sheyishem ishtoy sha'achas b'loik sube is going according to rameye that says one is not permitted to be 1 hour without a sube. My time shleite kala be'enov lohitzio. So, l'chayre, between you and me, im kainem anachno, what we had said, pshat in the Rivon, l'chayre, the kasha is not shver. The Rivon only said, if a person made an ishus without a chiyev ksube, so that becomes a pilegish. By a pilegish, zich has no din of leite kalabain of leitzir. I mean, every pilegish is without a ksube. Here we're speaking about an Eishes Ish, that he was Mechuyev Torah Ksube, and then later, she sold him the Ksube B'Teves Hano, and Lemaise, so now there's no Ksube, so this is an Eishes Ish without a Ksube, there's a problem, so it's a Kalabain of Leitzio. L'chayre, the way we said pshat and drivon, l'chayre, it's not so shver taisvus kashe. But I saw in Taisvus HaRashba, the kashe seems to be, the Gemara seems to say over there, this is our Rameya. According to the Rivon, this is not our Rameya. That's a different Rameya. I'll say that also. This is a different Rameya. Arameya has nothing to do with Shleite Kalabain of Loitzio. Arameya is speaking about he owes her a ksube, and there was a tikkun rabbonon that she ever did a bilas nus because she's unaware of it. So Mamela felt a repression in the issues. This is a different memory. You're telling me that if he owed her a ksube and she sold it back to him, now there's a new Rameya, Kalabain of Leitzir. From the Teis HaRash will see, this is Rameya. According to the Ribom, this is not Rameya. Yeah. Al-Kainire. So therefore, Teisvus is Chaylik on the Ribom. And Teisvus says as follows. Loi mi boy, comma. Loi mi boy, heicha de leslo. That means that what the Gemara said that the whole Megillah, the Gemara said kol apeches afilu betnai amasavad etnai botol veislo. Not that it's only a bilis nus when tnai botol veislo. No, kol heiche the let me boy come heiche the leslo if he doesn't owe her exube if it would be tnai kayim. That's poshet. If a tnai would help, it's ichabilusnus because it's kalabain of leitzia. So the ishus has no insurance that it will remain. It's kalabain of leitzia. El the Rameya is saying a chiddush. Alafilu islo. Rameya is saying afilu when he does the work, sube, of a kivin de leisom chedaita, Rameya is saying, afilu isla, kivin de leisom chedaita, ave bilose bilasnus. That means, she's not saimer das, she's not such a big lamdin, really he owes her work, sube, but she's not such a big lamdin, so she thinks he doesn't know work, sube, so she thinks, that whenever he wants, he can give her a get. She's unaware. So that's also a bilasnus. That's also a bilasnus. Now, so that's pshat in Rameya. Vidayik. Now, where did the Gemara see this all in Rameya? So this is a little bit like we had mentioned before from the Ritva. Bidaliktoni kol psula she'ein lo masayim. Why did it, if the vote is, if it's called a bilus nus because it's kalabain of leitzio, so let him say, kol psula she'ein lo mesayim v'amona she'ein lo mona, harei bilus nus. Elo nokat kol apeiches. Mashmeshe bo loima. Afal gav de tnoi botol. Why do you say kol apoiches? So means poiches means, so we mentioned before in the ritva. Sheroitza livchais. He wasn't successful. He wanted to be poiches. Not ein lo. She has a ksuba. Now he wanted to be poiches. Mashmeshe bo loima. Afal gav de tnoi botol. The tnai doesn't help. The islo. And she has a ksuba masam. Have a bilas news. Yeah. That is how Taisvah says. I think we should skip over the end of this Taisvah because this is totally in a Gemara Vayta. We wouldn't appreciate it. Let's go to the next Taisvah. Moni Rab Meiri, Hashta Mashmalei, Masnisin Deloy Kosavlo, Hainu, Lefi Shehisnimo. That the Gemara understood that what it says, loikos of loksuba, means, because he made a tnai on manas, I'm not mechuyivu aksuba. And it's isna. Yeah. Oson la Rabbi Yehuda, da oma achais to seifu, reisha rameya, seifa Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisu says, Aseifa b'loi reisha v'motze l'dagdik money. The Gemara did not have to ask us the reisha rameya, seifa rameya, the seifa gufish well. I rameya, omachayis lavto seifa. So why are all the nechosim achroim? I rab Yehudim. Kosov lo sode shove money b'masayim amai chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why you take a chayiv? For whole Rabbi Yehuda, yechoyle limchel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, she could be moichel. That means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, she could be moichel. So, why does he take owe more? Why does he owe more than a money? Mechilabs according to Rabbi Yehuda. El derech hashas, migdag dik mereshe kol kama da motzi lemeide. Now we'll have to understand what's pshat in the Gemara's teretz is. We skipped over the tesis, one chelik with tesis we shouldn't have skipped over, but we'll come back to it. Chinyeze yesh beperekire, kabi maise she'osu anshe tver beperekama da erevin, kabi nimtzeis shloishem midois b'mechitze. Let's go back to the previous Teis. We'll understand now what the Gemara, like this we have a shekel problem. If Teisvah says that the Gemara could have asked automatically there's a mechila, so what's the teretz? Everything is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so what's good? So in the reish there's no mechila, fine, but in the sefer there's a mechila. So let us just go back to the previous Teisvah. The imtayma, this is by the small bays. In the previous days, imtayma umay koma homoni rameyahi. The Gemara says it's going according to rameya. Homash me beperik afalpi. Rabbi Yehuda nami eine yechayle limchel the tnai bottle. Faktach Teisvah. The Gemara understood that it is speaking about that he made a tnai. So the Gemara says in Afalpi, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that Masna Mashekosov Beteire, Bedovashe, Bemomet, Naikayim, by Ksuba, they also Chizikla Devreim, you can't be Mafkiya the Chiyiv Ksuba. Frektach Toisve, so what's the whole problem? The Mishnah can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? You can make a Tnai, and the Tnai is bottled to look according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's Taisvah's kash. The Perik Afopi Oma, one second. Amamani Rameira, Mash Perik Afopi del Rabbi Yehuda, Nami in Echayla Limchil. The Tnai bottle, the Davke Bekaisebes Lais Kabalti Koma. If she writes, it means Amachileb Alpe is nothing. If she writes, Hiskabalti, then Mechila will help according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'yesh loyma, to hosam, mairi lefiyah meskone de shmaiten, de koma viboy seme Rabbi Yehuda, hosam bekosvo lehis kabalti. So now Tosfos learned a whole new pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, but not the way Rashi says there was not a Tanai. Some say the Mishnah means they didn't write a Ksuba, and that not writing a Ksuba does not mean Mechila, not writing a Ksuba means because she taught automatically is a Ksuba, so why do you have to write a Ksuba? Tosfos learned Goran and Lubshad in the Gemara. It's speaking about with a Tanai. You say it's with a Tanai. When did Rabbi Yehuda say Tanai Kayim? Dafke, if she wrote his kabalti, if she didn't write his kabalti, it's my bottle. That's shot in the Gemara Teretz, a libe de Tosfos. So me meilas, a goran andere pshat, ganz different than Rashi. Rashi learns that the Gemara is chayze, that I learned wrong pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not speaking about with a tnai. And Tosfos learned verkehrt, you're right, it's speaking about with a tnai, but a tnai also doesn't help according to Rabbi Yehuda, unless you say, that's the cost of Leis Kabaltim. The Loshna Gemara is very meduyik according to Tosfos. The boy say, Rabbi Yehuda, hosam, cost of Leis Kabaltim, achle cost of Leis Kabaltim. The Loshna Gemara is meredik according. That's all, not the Gemara says, you know, it's not speaking about a tnai. The Gemara says, three words. It's kosle iskabalti. Kosle iskabalti. So memele. So that's what Tosfos means. So the Gemara and the Hava mean could have asked from the Sefer. The Sefer Shver. Forget about the Reisha. That alone is a mechila. If he wrote a, if it was Meshabed Akarke, that's only worth 100 zuz for 200 zuz ksube. A mesaim zuz ksube. So there's a mechila already. So, but according to Maskon, it's very good. The Mechila only helps if she writes his Kabbalti. If she doesn't write his Kabbalti, there's no Mechila.
Chamisha goyven min amachorin. Afal gav diktoni minyone. Tone v'shaya. Hodis nabe pekan izokin. Emitzin lamozin heishe. Va'abonis minachosem mishubodim. Yeah, so there's more. So even though there's a minion, it's Tone B'Shai. V'ho de porich perikama de kedushin, gabi arbo manikim lehem. There are four cases with the zeiche for hanoke. Shalosh be'ish, v'shalosh be'isha. That means as follows, that there's four oifanim of yitzia that you get hanoke. Yoivo, sheish, Simonim bayan ishe and Mrs. Ha'odin after Ritzia bayan ish. So altogether there's four cases, three by a woman and three by ish. Yeah. So the Gemara said there's another case. So the Gemara says, so there's five cases. So the Gemara says, Tone tani abo vat amra tone vishaya. So it sees if you say numbers, you can't say Tone B'Shaya. And here Al Kochi say Tone B'Shaya. Any Mishum Diktani V'iyata Yochalei Ma'bo Be'echad Mehem. And according to you, there's a fourth one by Isha. V'get Choyv She'ein Boy Achayis. Now in the fourth case. That goyve min amachorim was ashtar choyv she'ein boyachayis, ye goyve mi bnei choyren and not mishabodim. Vim toima tikshe mehoche leshmuel, da oma bekama da bob metziye, oima hoye rameya, shtar she'ein boyachayis, eni goyve loy menachosim mishabodim, voloy menachosim bnei choyren. Zemir de kishmuel, in bob metziye, that says you don't mourn from anything. I think it's a chayetz mezuyif. About kaponim, Shmuel says, if there's no achayis, you don't want from bnei chayim also. V'hoche mashme behedye de govim bnei chori. So memele, so this parais is an often astira to Shmuel. So Tosfos says, it's not ek vel, umir balav hochi itoisiv Shmuel hosom ibarais. The Gemara slugs up Shmuel. So even not the parais, no, this gefelach. The Rashba Oima, the Mehocha, the Motzi, the Mitri,
to get choyv she'ein boy achayis, that doesn't mean that they didn't write achayis. Hainu shemefurish boy deloy lemigve beim mishapti. That means they wrote klal. Not it wasn't written achayis. If it wasn't written achayis, it's a raya, that's a false shtar, whatever it is. You don't want from nechayim. Here it was written in the shtar that you shouldn't be unable to be goyv achayis. Like kosovo achayis means. Not like Kosev, that was written that you can't be goyve from the Mishabodim. In such a case, you could be goyve Mibn Echayim. That's klal. Heinishwush like the Lemik Vibe Mishabdi. Hein Zemetzin Peket Poshe. Gabi Mishabodoma Ovich Tachoyvi. Yeah. Oh, so now we're in hot water. That means if that is Pshat in the Baraisa, so who says it's going according to Rameya? That means the Gemara want here a shaila. What does Rameh hold by ksube? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. Here it says a baraisa get choyv shein by achrayis. You mon only from bnei chayrim. In ksube shein by achrayis, you also only mon from bnei chayrim. Now who holds this? Rameh. So you see, Rameh doesn't differentiate between shtar choyv and a ksube. But according to Shmuel, get choyv shein b'chayis means something else in Ganzen. It means that was written b'feirish in the shtar, you can't mum from Mishabodim. Fine. So this has nothing to do with Chameya. This is a double muskim. So how did the Gemara prove that Chameya holds that you say achayis lafto sefer b'ksube because this barais is going according to Rameh? I have news for you. This barais is not going at all according to Rameh. Yeah, according to the Rashbe. V'hod muki lohoche ke Rameh. Ani shem de lochayre kevo se yosef. Poshe tats na pshat in the barais. Avli ava poch minei l'shmul. If the Gemara would have asked the San Shmul, ava motzi l'mitri k'defrishis. That ain't a chanami. That we don't have any raya whatsoever. The Gemara didn't go into it. The Gemara learned the berais al pi pashas. That's pshat the berais. You want to be mevarid? Avshe ain't a chanami. Avshe doesn't go according to Rameya. Avshe did tazakashe. L'shmul is taken that way.